Farm Network farm broadcaster Megan Turnquist has more.
What did farmers learn in 2019? While that list may be long, it is valuable when preparing for the 2020 crop year. One piece of advice is to not get caught up in the details. Rob Seco, agronomy manager Wayne Fithian, says there are other options off the well-traveled path.
One of the things that I'd be looking at right now with, if I had a lot of fields that hadn't been worked the way I wanted was, what do I need to do with my equipment? What do I need to do to be able to get the crop in earlier, even if that means not doing any tillage or going into a nice no-till? How do I adapt my planter if I'm not already doing no-till? How do I adapt it to no-till so I can minimize trips and take advantage of getting the crop in if we have another really late winter and it lingers on like it did a year ago?
There are a couple dominant factors that could influence yield this year. Fithian says if farmers are faced with another cold, wet spring, planting dates and maturity matters.
What I saw farmers do last spring where they weren't able to get in the field timely is they earlied up. And so they said, I'm not going to plant this full season hybrid anymore. I can't because it's now May 25th or, May 28th. And they came back and got a hybrid that was 3 to 5 RM units earlier. And I think that's the right thing to consider if planting dates get delayed again. I would caution farmers from going to something that's 8 or 10 RM units earlier, because then I think they're just going to give up and leave yield on the table.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist on the Red River Farm Network.